Let us come to God in prayer. God our Father, when we hear again the Christmas story, the thing that stands out to us is the joy that you brought to people through the birth of Jesus, our Savior. When the wise men saw the same guiding star that they'd seen at its rising, the same star which heralded a new and significant birth, what joy was theirs? And we thank you that to us too, the scriptures promise joy. Joy as an effect of hearing and believing what you've done for us in Jesus. Not because we deserved it, but because you love us. Joy as a product of your Spirit at work in us. Joy steals in when we trust you and obey you, and when we bring you the worship you deserve, being joyful in our hope in you and in your promises can be our strength in difficult times. But joy leaks out when we have a guilty conscience, and joy is absent when we resist your Spirit. And joy remains elusive when we seek our significance in other things, things that we find leave us empty. So, Father, help us to confess before you these things in our lives that stop us receiving your joy. Help us to receive your forgiveness, a cleansed conscience, and a mind truly changed. If that will take time, help us to take time to tell you. And if we can do that now in a few moments of quietness, help us to do it now. Lord, help us to believe the good news that you pardon and receive all who truly turn to you. Fix our hearts and our minds on those things that you have done for us in Jesus Christ, and those that you've promised to do, that we may have the joy that you've promised. Speak to us today in the service, we pray. Nourish our faith and our obedience to Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.